a beautiful piece of music there, and that's a little number there from the Jamboree and Breach Donahue cassette, and it's a number entitled Fijian Farewell. Do you hope you enjoyed that? Right now, this perhaps, well, to me anyway, was one of the most moving songs of 1988. Frank Kilbride was responsible for this, teamed up with June McLaughlin of Chuck and June and the Gamblers fame. I love it. The more I hear it, the more I do. It's called God Bless Ireland. There's a lovely song, and as I said, truly from the heart, that's one of the most moving songs I've heard in 1988, and I think that song's going to stick around for a long, long time. Well, on the other end of the line, hopefully we have a gentleman who used to do the early morning show here on West National Radio 3, and also, although he wasn't a true blue, I might as well admit it, although he wasn't a true blue country fan, as soon as he saw the color of the money that was involved to do the country show while I wasn't here, he did it. And I'm speaking to a fella, actually, he's from Liverpool, although he doesn't sound it, and he's on the other end of the line right now. Let's say a very good evening. Hope the line is clear there. It's very, very dodgy at the moment. Hold on, we'll just see it there. Okay, let's see now. Something's wrong here somewhere. Oh, hello, I'm just trying to clear your line here, Phil. Hold on a second. Right. Dear, oh dear. Okay, on the other end of the line we have Phil Hilton. Phil, how are you?
Hello, Doc. Well, you all right?
Not too bad, not too bad. A very moving moving last hour here. Yeah. We've loads of people. Where are you speaking to us from?
Well, we're in Dublin at the moment. We're in a hotel.
Right.
And, unfortunately, I haven't been able to take
down
the money guard.
Right.
We got involved with so much down here in Dublin with all the clothes down.
Yeah. Here comes the boss. He might be able to do something with his telephone line here. Hold on a sec. Right. Listen, it must be a very moving experience up in Dublin at the moment.
Well, it's quite incredible, really. I've never witnessed anything like it in my life before.
Really? How many stations are gone now?
Just Sunshine, that I know for the time being.
Yeah.
Q102. 10 minutes to 6.
Yeah.
And said that they were going to close down at midnight.
Right.
And so they're in actual fact still on.
They're still on.
But we're sort of just recovering.
Yeah, you must have about a dozen tape recorders going in that room
of
yours.
Oh, you're not kidding. The amount of anoraks around.
This is an anorak festival tonight, Phil. Now, listen, what are your intentions for the future, just in case? You must have a lot of listeners here that still remember you, Phil.
Well, I'd just like to wish them a very happy new year, basically.
Right.
I just want to continue working in radio.
You're at the BBC in Liverpool, are you?
Right, yeah.
That used to be my old stomping ground over there.
So, yes.
Yeah, I used to do a country show there many years ago.
Over there, Don, let me tell you.
Sorry?
You remembered well over there.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great stuff. Well, I did pay me taxes while I was there, Phil.
Sorry?
I did pay me taxes while I was there. But give my regards to everyone there, won't you? Right.
A very happy new year to everyone listening as well. Let's hope we meet again on the air somewhere sometime very soon.
I hope so too, Phil. And I hope this is going to be a moving evening for you, an experience, a night of experience.
Well, I hope so for you.
You'll probably look back and tell your grandchildren of this night. I would say. He's still there.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, have yourself a good night. And on behalf of Sean and Nora here, I want to wish you all the best for 1989.
And yourself, Don.
Nice. Okay, thanks for phoning, Phil.
Good night.
God bless you. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Well, there we have it, a gentleman of distinction there who used to do the
Hello?
Morning show. So long.
Just bring your thing down there. Right, okay, it's coming up to 20 minutes now before 9 o'clock. 20 before 9 here on West National Radio 3. Here's a song that I believe at one stage for a long, long time, this was the only radio station playing this record, mainly because it hasn't been released in Ireland. And every time the boss went over to America, he always came back, trying to please me as ever. He's coming over with a big bundle of records under his arms, and he used to brag. None of these are released in Ireland. Play the H-E-L of them. I says, what does that mean? He says, play them. Nobody else has got them. I said, okay. He said, start off with this one.
Our daddies won the war, then they came home to our moms. They gave them so much love that all us kids were born. We all grew up on Mickey Mouse and hula hoops. Then we all bought BMWs and brand new pickup trucks. And we watched John Kennedy die one afternoon. Kids of the baby boom. It was a time of new prosperity in the USA. All the fortunate offsprings never had to pay. We had sympathy for of the baby boom. Now we all can run computers and we all can dance. We all have Calvin Klein written on our underpants. And at 6 o'clock, like robots, we turn on the news. Watch those third world countries deal out more abuse. Remember the first man on the moon. Kids of the baby. Kids of the baby boom. As our lives become a capsule they send to the stars, and our children look at us like we came from Mars. As the farms disappear and the sky turns black, we're a nation full of takers, never giving back. We never stop to think what we consume. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. We have freedom, we have money. Baby boom. Here in the land of milk and honey. Counting our chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. Our optimism mingles with the doom. Kids of the baby boom.
great song, and for a long time, nobody ever phoned us up and disputed it. We're the only radio station, I think, that you ever heard that record on. It's called Kids of the Baby Boom, and featuring the Bellamy Brothers. And in fact, they were so popular that they even appeared in Galway on one of the jamborees, along with Kathy Matea. And Kathy Matea went on, 1988 was a lovely year for her in Nashville, as you probably heard if you listened to the award show, which was brought to you by courtesy of Donny Cassidy Productions, Outside Productions. They went over to Nashville to get that show especially for us. And if Donny is listening in this evening, many thanks indeed. That was another West National Radio 3 first, which we owe our thanks to and deeply to Donny Cassidy and his Outside Productions. Well, I've just been told that Ted of the Rustic Inn is in. He'd like to wish Happy New Year to all his friends and his many customers that go to the Rustic Inn night after night, where top-class entertainment can be found. That's Ted and all his hard-working staff, he says, at the Rustic Inn. And all the best to you, Ted, for 1989. It's slowly coming up to 8:45 here on West National Radio 3. And something that we haven't heard from tonight, we haven't heard from Chuck Owen, so here we go now. One of the nicest songs he ever sang in 1988, I'm Gonna Love You Forever and Ever.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. You're not just time that I'm killing. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but I'll be happy to tell you again. 'Cause I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. They say time can play tricks on our memory, make people forget things they knew. It's easy to see, it's all happened to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, well, just listen to how the song ends. 'Cause I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen.
I bet he had Randy Travis in mind when he recorded that. He probably thought to himself, when Don Allen hears this, he'll say it. It's inevitable. He's got to say it. Eat your heart out, Randy Travis. Now, it seems, ladies and gentlemen, that the last pocket of resistance to the opposition of closing down the independent radio stations came from Granard in County Longford. Came in the form of a song that took this, mind you, usually does, so his wife tells me anyway. It takes him all night long to do something. And he did it. He did it through the night, and it was about 5 o'clock in the morning that he finished the song, Chuck Owens. And as I say, the last pocket of resistance to the closure of stations came from this gentleman here, Chuck Owens, who will always be remembered in independent radio as having sung this song.
On the airwaves, don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves when they're going to be a sad, sad day. In Dublin, back 10 years ago, a man named Cook started it all. He put on the first station, which a lot of you people recall. That you listen to every day. Tell me, how would you like it when your favorite station's gone? There will be no country music, no ballads, no rock and roll, no local news, nothing at all. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away.
Well, the story goes on and on. As you know, it was inevitable. We have conceded defeat. And tonight, Radio West is transmitting its final program. But not before saying hello to a gentleman of renown who he used to listen to every Saturday afternoon here on West National Radio 3. Perhaps he's forgotten by some, but remembered by quite a few. I'm speaking to a gentleman of renown called Chris Jennings from the USA. Chris, are you there?
Hello.
How are you?
Right. We'll just sort of top you up here and bring you up as far as we can volume-wise. What time is it over there?
Well, it's now 4:10 in the afternoon.
And it's 9:10 here. you got off with the lucky part. 10 in the afternoon. Well, where about you phoning from?
Where am I phoning from?
Yeah.
I'm calling from Boston, just outside Boston, a place called Weymouth.
Right, right. And now, how's the weather over there, Chris?
The weather is beautiful, honest to God. You won't believe it.
Go on, lay it.
This time last year we had too much of snow, but right now we have what's called an Indian summer.
Fantastic, fantastic, beautiful. And we're just sort of experiencing the opposite over here. Well, as you know, tonight is a sad night, Chris.
I know. I heard all about it. I'm really saddened myself.
I suppose it's something you take for granted over there. You just flick the stations and they're there everywhere.
They're everywhere, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a thing we hope will be a reality here shortly, Chris.
Yeah, but it's like everything else. You know, when you get used to something, you hate to see it going.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm afraid I've developed that old Irish habit there. I hate to see change.
Yeah, nothing like it, huh?
Right, right. So, you don't know what you're...
All the guys there, like Willie Hart and yourself?
They're all here, yes. We've a studio full of people here, actually.
Tell Willie I said hi, anyway.
Right, well, Willie's around here somewhere, and your brother is right behind me here, ready to cuff me on the head if I say the wrong thing.
Oh, the captain.
Yeah, yeah. The gaffer, yeah.
Yes, well, right. tell the gaffer that mother says hi.
Right, okay. I suppose maybe your mom is listening in. You'd like to say hi to her?
No, she's not here right now. She's busy, actually, at the moment. I'm calling. I'm en route home.
I say your mum here in Ireland would be listening in.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes.
Right, and
I'll say hi to Dad and to all my brothers and sisters in Milltown Pass, and hope you're all fine, and hope to have a happy new year.
Right, same to you, Chris. How are you keeping over there, anyway?
Pardon?
How are you keeping over there?
Oh, I'm keeping fine. I had a little mishap yesterday, but that's all right. Listen, I want to wish everybody that listens to Radio West a very, very happy new year.
Great
and
stuff.
Hopefully we'll hear off Radio West back in the airwaves very, very, very soon.
Well, we certainly hope so, Chris.
And to all the staff there, I wish them a happy New Year.
Right. I suppose you miss your Saturday afternoon broadcast.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
In a funny sort of way, nostalgically.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that big word.
Yeah, picked a great night to phone anyway. As I say, we've not too long to go here on the airwaves, but it's very, very nice to have spoken to you, Chris. I want to wish you all the best for 1989.
Thank you very much.
And please, God, we meet again sometime.
God willing.
Yeah. Chris, thanks indeed for phoning us from Boston, USA.
Thank you very much, sir.
God bless you indeed.
Bye.
All the best to you now. Cheers.
Bye.
Right, that's Chris Jennings there, and he's a gentleman who used to do a program here on a Saturday afternoon. here on West National Radio 3. It's, speaking of West National Radio 3, 6.5 minutes now before 9 o'clock. And we were listening to Chuck Owens there just prior to that. Sean Walsh is next up here on the turntable. Well, actually, not on the turntable, but on the tape machine. And a song here called Your Old Love Letters sounds something like this.
A bundle of letters one day. I had in my mind to throw them away, but I broke that faded ribbon before I thought again. I opened up the first one and I noticed your name. Why did I read those old love letters?
Sean Walsh and the Haymakers from his brand new musical cassette called Country and Irish. We hope you enjoyed that. Now it's over to our other studio on the other side of the big piece of glass. And who have we got here? Little lady wearing a black Dolby, I think it is. What
Howdy, Don.
Looks like Al Capone's Dolby you got on there, young lady.
Thanks. We just have a few requests, final requests. One's for Dimpna Brady, and they're for Kathleen, Breda, Horik. Porrick Gorman in Granard, and it's for Johnny Macken and Mona of the
Boomerang
Club pub, and that's from Chuck June and the Gamblers, and it's also for the staff, the Rustic Inn and the Park House in Edgewoodstown from Frankie Kilbride.
Right, that's very good.
Any and more? Teddy McHugh.
And Teddy McHugh. Mr. Owens, do you have anything to add there? Since you're the... Who actually wrote that song? Everybody's been asking me that. Next time you see Chuck Owens,
I
ask him. Who wrote the
Sean
song?
Sean Coyne was the man, really, that
wrote the
song. Yeah.
Oh, and
we put a bit of an ear to it, and Sean took the credit for it anyway.
And at 5 o'clock in the morning, you actually...
We finished at 5 o'clock. We started around 7 or 8 that night, and we finished the whole thing about 5 in the morning.
It's a good thought, a little on the late side.
I think it was. It had to be about 2 months earlier, we would have better off,
Could have been a big hit, boss.
Not
to worry. How are you doing anyway, Chuck? You're looking
so bad
well.
At all now.
Looking well.
That's so bad. You're looking well yourself.
Sorry?
Even you don't feel too well.
Well, I don't sound too well, but I look better than I feel.
Yeah, I love this deep voice of yours.
Do you?
Frankie said you had improved in the last hour.
You tell Frank. No, you better not say this over here.
Right. No,
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a bit of a live session from you before I think we close down.
Well, there's enough of people here anyway that... Can bring down the house, you know?
You're getting your act together then?
Oh, yes.
Good man yourself. Right,
Frank Kilbride
right
is here tuning up his voice and we're on the ball.
Is he? Right, well, speaking of Frank Kilbride here, I have a record here in front of me. Frank probably doesn't remember this. It's been so many years ago since he recorded this. But we'll take a chance, see what happens here. Nobody's Darling.
darling, but mine. You're sweet as the flowers in the springtime. You're as fair as the roses that pine. You're sure to be somebody's darling. Be nobody's darling but mine. Be nobody's darling but mine. Be honest, be faithful and kind. And promise me now you will never be nobody's darling but mine. Nobody's darling, ain't nobody's darling but mine. Ain't nobody's darling but mine, love. Be honest, be faithful and kind. And promise me now you will never be nobody's darling but mine. And promise me now you will never.
Well, there's a lovely song for you. A gentleman there by the name of Frank Kilbride, the young and raunchy Frankie Kilbride. Years and years ago he sang that song. It was a great great hit for him, and one that a lot of people remember him by. A song there called Nobody's Darling. And let's see, right now with the time at 1 minute after 9 o'clock, technically speaking, I suppose we should be saying adios, amigo, etc., etc., but somehow, methinks they won't let me go. what the hell? Closing night.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Me hanging out. The only thing.
That's Dwight Yoakam from the USA, one of the newer breeds of country music to come out of America, and certainly made the establishment sit back and take notice of people such as himself and Randy Travis, etc., etc. Now, on the other end of the line here, we have a gentleman who you've heard a lot of his songs played here on West National Radio 3, and his... the way I'm just trying to stretch the phone line here while I'm talking to you. I hope I don't break it. The way he presents himself on stage makes any singer envious of his style. I'm speaking to the one and only Seamus McGee. Seamus, are you there?
I am, of course. What a pleasure it is to speak to you. It's a pity it's on a sad occasion like this, actually.
Well, it's sad in many ways, happy in another. I suppose it had to come, Seamus, but it's just the gap between that makes us all sad, you know. So, anyway, listen, where are you speaking to us from? It sounds like you're right next door.
I'm speaking from the Park House here in Edgerstown, where I'm playing tonight.
Oh, you're playing there tonight?
I am indeed, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great stuff, great stuff. I hear you enjoyed yourself in Omaha.
I surely did. I didn't get a chance to talk to you that night. You were so busy all night like that nobody could get a chance to talk to you.
Anyway, you're playing at the Park House tonight, which is a happy occasion, and talking to me here is a sad occasion because we've minutes to go before... Well, at least technically, spare, officially speaking, we've been a cigar. I don't know how long we're going to last on through here, but I hope that in some small way we served our purpose here in promoting you, Seamus. It's been a pleasure playing your records here on the air. As I say, you're one of these singers who, watching you on stage, you make singing look very, very easy. You've got one of the most relaxing styles ever.
Well, I suppose this is...